I only have myself to blame for my sins, but I have to say there have been those who have led me along, and it was my fault for following them and participating with them. However, we need to keep ourselves away from bad company. I'm not saying we don't witness to sinners, that we are not friendly with them, that we do not try to bring the word of hope to people, but we need to put appropriate boundaries and watch those with whom we hang out. That's the way it's put in these days, I guess. Listen to what it says in chapter 2, verse 10 of Proverbs. When wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul, discretion shall preserve you, understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks perverse things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, they are perverse in their paths, to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flatters with her words, who forsakes the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house proceeds unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go into her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that you may walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off in the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Birds of a feather flock together. That's what my mother always said, and I think she was wise. I need to watch who my companions are, who are my intimate friends, who I share my life with, and I need to protect myself from what I may do when I'm with them. I just stay away from them. That's wisdom. And when wisdom has entered into our hearts, the knowledge of that wisdom is very friendly to our soul, and discretion preserves us, and understanding keeps us. Let us pray. O Lord God, I know that I have sinned, and that my sins are my responsibility. But O Lord God, I'm asking you to preserve me from the influence of evil friends, from the influence of those who would tempt me to participate in sin with them. I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me discretion in my heart. Give me understanding. Help me to know when there is danger about me. And I pray that you will keep my way with you, Lord. For you have said that transgressors will be cut off. I just pray, O Lord God, that you would help me and preserve me. Guide my steps, Lord, away from evil and toward the good paths of life. In Jesus' name, amen.